Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
It's the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. Welcome in, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen. Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. To reach the show today, 877-711-5211. udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Hi, Dr. Mike.
Hello, Joe.
Welcome to allergy season. We'll talk about allergies today, 34 past the hour.
You know, do you have allergies?
I have no idea. I'm really not bothered by them, but how would you know?
Well, I have them, and so I'm bothered by them. I have ragweed clearly in the fall, and sometimes I have tree and pollen in the spring. And the reason I can tell is because I sniffle a lot. I have that classic allergen salute, which is your first finger running across your nose like that. It's called the allergy salute. And we're going to talk to one of the world's experts on what you should do if you've got allergies, and a lot of Americans do. You know, it's surprising how many Americans have them. And we'll find out from the expert what you can do to prevent them, when you should stay inside, when you can go outside, and if you should move.
Move?
Move, like move to another city.
Yeah.
So allergy is geography specific because the pollen is geography and the trees are geography specific. So we'll talk about the 10 best and worst cities for allergies.
I know where we are in Syracuse. I think we're number 42 in the top 100 on the list I saw.
I'm not sure that you remembered that correctly, Joe.
Or is it 22?
I think you were number 20. Cleveland is 49.
All right, I think we're 22.
I think you're 22.
22, right, 22.
It was that's pretty bad.
One of the two. That's up there. But I don't think I have them. I don't know. I don't have the kind of things that you just talked about that you have.
Well, you know, maybe you should only play golf in the spring in Florida. I think you have to relocate your show to Florida.
That will happen someday. And when I do, I hope I can stay with this one.
Good. I hope so, too.
I think we're coming up on 5 years, you and I.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Are you serious?
September of 2008.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that long.
And 5 years. You know, September of 2013 is 12 years total for the show.
Yeah, for the show.
My best have been with you.
Oh, boy. Going to make me cry. The Real Age Tip of the Week. What's your topic if you have one?
Peppermint oil proven resolve of upset stomachs. So what's the data that peppermint oil does or doesn't resolve upset stomachs, and how can you get it?
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week, 877-711-5211 or udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. And the top medical news stories of the week. Turns out meat in this country is rife with antibiotic-resistant bacteria or superbugs. The findings probably sure to increase the backlash against the use of antibiotics in animals raised for feed. Raised for meat? What do you think?
Well, what this study showed was that 74%. I mean, this is almost sickening, but 74% of meat samples, and they did them from multiple sources: meat stores, grocery stores, etc. And even when they purchased them undercooked at restaurants. 74% had serious, what you would call, bacteria on them that you only get from fecal contamination. That is contamination with poo, if I can use the word. Poo.
You just did.
And,
too late.
And a lot of them, and it was disgusting, really, isn't it?
Wow. Well, yeah.
And a high percentage of those are antibacterial resistant, because the animal has grown up taking antibiotics routinely to help grow the animal. Most animals, cows and pigs are. And the second thing, and by the way, chickens are too, but no one admits that from what I understand, And the second component of that is, in fact, that the bacteria now selected are harder to treat. So what's the message for you overall? Well, the good thing is you've got stomach acid, that is acid in your stomach, which kills most bacteria. Otherwise, we'd be a lot sicker than we are.
Now, there's some things this article doesn't cover. Number one, the first is whether these superbugs are resistant to proper cooking, right? Microbes that could be changed or destroyed through heat, like cooking. And the other one is, it'd be nice to say you should just properly cook your food and have it done. But accidents happen, right? You have to trust every single person to wash their hands, store everything at the right temperature, and not cross-contaminate with kitchen utensils. That requires you to trust a lot of people between the farm and the table.
And not only that, but when you cook it, when you have it at your home, it means that you very well wash and, if you will, essentially get antibacterial free your cutting board and your knife so that you don't contaminate one food with another.
And have separate cutting boards for fruit and vegetables and then one for your meat. That's another tip that they give.
Well, again, microbes don't just live on food that gets cooked, right? Who cooks their cantaloupe or lettuce? I mean, microbes live on all food. They live on plants. They live in soil. They cover every square centimeter of your skin.
Yes, but the reason this is a serious problem isn't related to the fact that you've got microbes, but it's related to the fact that by giving antibiotics routinely to cows and other animals, the cow's bacteria, the bacteria that contaminates the meat, is selected for antibacterial resistance. That is, it's much harder to treat and much more serious if you eat that meat that's undercooked.
Now, usually, though, with a little effort, you have to put some effort into it. You can find a local farmer that has grass-fed chickens and cows from whom you can purchase meat, usually cheaper and, generally speaking, better tasting and more sustainable. I think you'd avoid the tainted stuff. And, if it's your thing, you'd also be shopping local. I think the main point is that you can know where your meat comes from and how the animals were raised, how they were butchered, and how they were fed.
Absolutely agree.
I think it's an increasing trend, too. It's definitely increasing in popularity.
What is?
Yeah.
The idea of buying more local and sustainable products.
Yeah, but remember, buying more local doesn't help you if they're still feeding the cows antibiotics so they grow faster.
And a couple things here. Number one, vets who work with the International Food Information Council, from what I read, think, and that's this is their opinion, that the report used small sample sizes and is somewhat misleading. And the report was partly funded by a company that sells organic and antibiotic-free natural meats.
Wow, Joe, that was such a good catch.
Did you catch it yourself, Bridget?
No, I didn't.
That's why I get here like Friday night to get ready. I get here 24 hours before the show to get ready for the show.
I didn't.
Sleep right in that seat so you don't get time.
I want to come to the table with something, you know, so to speak. I just want to, you know, be able to come here and contribute something, because I know Dr. Mike's the expert, and he should be. So we're going to go to break in a minute, then go through the other stories. Would a possible solution, Dr. Mike, be to stop fighting them with antibiotics?
Stop feeding antibiotics. Yes, if you stop feeding with antibiotics, you won't generate antibiotic-resistant bugs. And that's the whole point of this. And so you say, how can we do that and still have things that cost about the same? And it does take some effort, but you can do it.
Okay, coming up after the break, more of the top stories of the week. Your phone calls, if you want to. Some of your emails. We'll talk about ways to find good health care when you don't have insurance. How about yogurt lovers? Are they better eaters? Do they have better diets that people don't eat yogurt? And a little more on the Western diet, if that's something that would be good for you. And a lot more coming up. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen here on Radio MD. Stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.